I'm going to read three more poems. One is a little longer than the others. The first one is called January. Three clear days and then a sudden storm. Cedar waxwings, having feasted on the pyracantha, perch in the yard on an upended pine and face into the slanting rain. I think they are a little drunk. I was making this gathering, which pleased me, the discarded Christmas tree, the wax wings, which always pass through about this time of year, and the first January storm, as if I had finally defined a California season, when Rachel came down the walk and went into the house. I typed it out, the birds giddy with Janus, the two-faced god, and then went in to say hello. What I saw was a haiku. Two women sitting at a kitchen table, muted light on a rainy morning. One has car keys in her hand. I was surprised by two feelings at once. One was a memory, the other a memory trace. The memory called up, I think, by a glimpse of Rachel's sculpted profile against the cypresses outside the window just before she turned to greet me. I thought of a day 12 years ago in early summer. Rachel had just had an abortion, and we all went for a walk in San Francisco near the bay. Everything was in bloom, and we were being conscientiously cheerful, young, really, not knowing what form there might be for such an occasion, or, in fact, what occasion it was. And Rachel, in profile, talking casually, the bay behind her looked radiant with grief. The memory trace had to do with car keys and two women in a kitchen. Someone was visiting my mother. It was a rainy day, so I was inside. Her friend, as adults will, to signal that they are not going to take too much of your time, had car keys in her hand. Between Rachel and Erlene, there were three oranges in a basket on the table, and I had a sweet, dizzying sensation that the color was circulating among them in a dance. Play the wedding music slow. Lovers have a place to go. Their dancing bones will have to grow more gentle in uneasy heat. The heart is what we eat, with almond blossoms bitter to the tongue, the hair of tulips in the softening spring. Rachel is looking for a house. A realtor had just shown her one. Looking at the new house, she loved the old one, especially the green of the garden, looking out on the garden. The old house had drawbacks, long rehearsed, and the new one, with its cedar shingle and view, didn't feel right. It was so anonymous and perfect. It didn't have the green secrecy of the garden or the apple tree to tie Claire's swing to. Erlene is asking questions, trying to help. A few minutes later, when I pass through again, they are laughing at the comedy in the business of trying to sort through mutually exclusive alternatives in which figures some tacit imagination of contentment from which life wants to flower. I hate that old house, Barbara is saying. I hate that old house, Rachel is saying, laughing, tears in her eyes. I find myself looking at their skin, the coloring and the first relaxation of the tautness of the sleeker skin of the young, the casual beauty and normality of that first softening. The rain has stopped, no birds but light, the white of Shasta daisies, and two red geraniums against the fence, and the dark brown of wet wood glistening a little as it dries.